Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I'm with two leaders at Shaw Industries, Scott Sandlin, Senior Vice President of Residential Sales, and Carrie Edward Isaacs, Vice President of Residential Marketing. You guys okay?
Doing fantastic, Kemp.
Real excited about getting this meeting headed in the right direction and off to a good start.
Scott, before we get into details on this meeting, tell us how business is.
You know, I'll use the term, the business is swirling a little bit. There's not any straight line winds either in our face or to our back. It's a little choppy. You know, I thought in October things were really going to kind of kick in at retail, but they settled a little bit. You know, but part of what we're saying at the sales meeting, Kemp, is don't worry about that. Even in an election year coming up, if you look at the underpinning of the economy and what we get from Omaha and what we get from Vance and Tim, the economy is strong. So there's no reason to be fearful of 2020.
So retail was weak beginning of the year, and it was weak through the first half of the year. We saw some pockets of strength around October, and then it's gotten soft in the last couple of weeks as well, right?
Yeah, but you also got to think about builder and other parts of our business. The builder business is actually pretty good right now, especially in single family.
Well, let's talk about what's going on here. This is the first time, I guess, since 2003 that you've had a meeting like this in Chattanooga. You've brought your entire sales force on the residential side together. You're bringing out new products. Most people know on the cycle of what Shaw does, you have a line convention in the odd years, or you're doing this year for the first time. And one of the key reasons you're doing it is because there's a little bit of restructuring that's going on with your sales force, right? Well, Scott, why don't you talk about that?
Well, and we really call it optimization of our sales structure, and it's a process we've called lead to win. We've got four channels in our residential sales: builder, specialty, home center, and retail. And in our retail channel, we're changing things up a little bit, Kemp, to really optimize our sales structure.
When you talk about what's going on at Mr. Independent Retailer, it's not going to feel a lot different to them, is it?
No, or Mrs. Independent okay. Retailer, just to keep with Carrie sitting here next to me. Yeah, no. It's our territory managers for each brand, and the brands are core to all of this. The territory managers are not changing. We've got the best of the best in those roles at each brand, but we are changing our regional vice president level to a leader over all brands. And we think that'll be better for our customers because customers are at the center of this decision, and it's been very positive with the customers I've talked to.
You know, some people might hear this and say, well, you know, they're reducing headcount, and that's not it at all, is it? I mean, you're totally structuring to match, you know, the brands and the proper route to market, right?
Yeah, it's not about reducing anything. It's about optimizing the way we serve our customers with our brands.
So for a Broadway carpet up in Knoxville, they're going to have four people calling on them. There's going to be an Anderson Tuftex guy, there's going to be a Cortec guy, there's going to be a Shaw Floors person, and there's going to be a Philadelphia person, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Shaw Floors person soft carries Philadelphia. So, yeah, okay. But essentially what you said, and by the way, I think a real key component of that is what you said. It's not Broadway carpets anymore. It's Broadway flooring.
Yeah, all right.
So that RVP is going to be a flooring leader, is where we keep our brands and our categories separate at the territory manager level. So really no different. But Kemp, we've had as many as 13 people responsible for that one customer. So some of that's just optimizing and getting that number more manageable at the leadership level. You only need so many of us.
One of the things I like, Carrie, this is for you, is this continued focus and maybe even a heightened focus on brands, right?
Absolutely, Kemp. You know, it's very important that our associates at the field level inside Shaw Industries and then our customers, more importantly, see the value that we place on the brands, the investment that we are imparting on them. It's no different. That's one of the main reasons we wanted to bring our entire sales force together, is so that they could see the power of our multi-brand strategy here in Chattanooga, and also to know that we're committed to Anderson Tuftex. We're committed to Cortec. In fact, we're even so committed to Cortec that it is going to be the best consumer brand our retailers can carry in the marketplace when it comes to LVT flooring. And then our Shaw Floors brand has had a lot of change and refocus, and we're proud and excited to bring Home at Last, our new tagline for Shaw Floors, into the marketplace in 2020, and give everybody a reason why they should be as proud as we are to have that brand in their stores and providing that to their customers and consumers everywhere.
I'd like to key in on that. I love that. You've got a new tagline because you've done some research and you figured out that people consider their home the place where they have the most fun. So home at last. And let me just tell you, another part of why you've got everybody here is to roll out what you're introducing in 2020. And I've just walked through it all, and it's beautiful product. And even on the, I mean, I know it's a good, better, best somewhat strategy with these brands, but you have some gorgeous textures, some high lows, and some patterns. And I think what part of the problem we've seen, we've seen a drop in carpet sales. It's because it was just vanilla. I didn't see any vanilla in what you're doing here now.
You're exactly right. We want to create standout products for people, regardless of what kind of home you have or what income you have. And the products that we're bringing to market, I think, are ones that no one is going to want to pass by.
You rolled out a new executive that's working for Shaw now, Robert Long. So talk about that real quick.
Yes, Robert is actually my boss, and I'm proud to work alongside Robert every day. He brings a new perspective coming from consumer healthcare products and worked in the finance space in most of his career. So it's been a good balance of knowing what the consumer wants and then understanding the business side. And that outside perspective is something that we all really just thrive on at Shaw, because so many of us have, like myself, have been here for many years. So it's nice to have a different perspective and to also feel like what you're doing every day matters, even regardless of what part of the organization you're in.
But I think also give Carrie credit, because she was on the commercial side of our business for many years, so that new perspective can come internally as well, sharing talent. And that's been a great thing for us, because we wouldn't be having this event and be doing the things we're doing in marketing without her leadership. So Robert brings diversity of thought from the outside, Carrie brings it from the inside, and just makes us a better leadership team.
Well, and a quick point on Robert, CEO of Chatham for 4 years, a company that understands brands. That, that's another area where I know Shaw wants to put a focus and is planning to put even more focus toward. So just real quick, we just walked through and I've got information overload. What are you most excited about on these new products that are coming out for 2020?
Oh man, that's a tough question. I believe our carpet products are something that I have not seen from our collection of brands in a really long time, from the DIY Florigami to the beautiful textures inside Shaw floors to the upscale high and low cut loops that you'll see inside Anderson Tuftex. They really are something that I'm ready to put some of those products in my home, and I don't always want to put something new every year. So real excited about our carpet products. I mean, I can't say one thing. That's too hard, right? On the hard surface side, it never ceases to amaze me, the innovation that we bring. Cortex bringing a new product. You got to see it firsthand. Hopefully you thought it was substantial, called Grande. I think everyone will be super excited about having that in store and then being able to offer that. It brings the warmth and the matte finish of hardwood visuals, but with the performance and the characteristics that you get with waterproof, pet-proof, and kid-proof.
And still a continued focus in hardwood. I mean, you're off on a black hardwood, you're off on a chocolate, and on into blonde hardwood. So, a lot of focus there as well. So I appreciate this preview, and it's good to catch up with you guys. Again, been talking to Carrie Edward Isaacs, VP of Residential Marketing, and Scott Sandlin, SVP of Residential Sales. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.